All righty. Ready to jump back into the workshop. It is 3:19.
Are we still staying at 5:30?
No.
Yes, you may stay until 5:30.
It's on the schedule.
They'll probably let you stay.
I got a key.
Okay, so we just want to wrap up. We'll make sure that we make the most of today, and we walk out of here with the right assignments and answering the right questions. So Department 6's alarm, the compensation budget, looks like we need to add some OT for some hours to attend EMT class. In the budget assumptions, we need to update the description of healthcare insurance claims due to higher headcount and inflation. It was requested that we share 6 years of unassigned fund balances. Yes, I'm not.
So that no one's confused, Alarm asked to add overtime into their budget yesterday afternoon, and I said that we couldn't turn it around that quickly with the new software that we have. So I said I would put it on the line items to discuss adding that overtime. The other thing is, on that budget assumption page, we said it said health insurance claims were due to higher headcount and inflation, and it was only due to inflation. Okay. So it was just changing the words on that, one of the pages that you received. I noticed there was an error on that.
Oh, and also in Alarm, the reason for the overtime for EMT school, when they hire a new person, the person has a year to become an EMT. They'll go to our EMT class, but they've calculated a way to minimize the hours, but they forgot to account for them, so that's the detail.
Okay, materials management. I've already said that one. I can repeat it. Materials management, Zoll monitors. We're going to add another monitor to account for an additional squad unit. EMS and fleet, an org chart, what constitutes ALS, BLS, mobile ICU, and a squad. And then are the following ambulance to provide more skilled care? You know what that means, James? Okay.
Can I go back? I'm sorry.
You've already done that, James?
I gave Ms. Peacock an org chart.
Yes. So that can be removed. That's been completed.
No matter what, I'm in front of somebody.
Just stand right here.
I'm sorry. Can we go back to when we were talking about Zoll monitors and add another monitor for an additional squad unit? So the squad units are in vehicles, not ambulances, coming to the scene. So why are they, I guess, do they typically bring
scene first responder? They'll put the unit on. They'll start managing the patient immediately, waiting for the ambulance.
Okay, is that the only piece of equipment that they, and they have like a first aid kit type of bag or medic bag with them?
Thing that a chief has almost.
But that doesn't tell her anything because she doesn't know what a chief has.
They have lots of stuff. It's full. It's in the back like a chief car. It's got lots of stuff.
James, would you run down just a high-level inventory?
They have enough equipment to save someone's life if they get there first, which they could get to a cardiac arrest first. So they have that. You don't want to show up with the wrong equipment because then it's a bad look for everybody. So they got enough equipment to do a cardiac arrest.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good question.
If the ambulance was already there, they would have this duplicate, but if they get there first.
So going back to the description of ALS, BLS, and I would like an understanding of that. So if you, I don't want just an employee list. I'd like an understanding of what the description of each one is and what kind of calls they might go to.
Seek's working on that. Okay. We'll get that. How are we going to provide the follow-up to them for this stuff? Okay. At the board, yeah.
What you would do is, I think you have until Monday to take action, or Friday, I can't remember. And if you'll turn it over to the accountants, they'll provide everything to the CFO, and then he'll send them, he'll work with Donna to get it sent back out to the board.
Okay, perfect. That helps.
Okay. And so the, org chart, what constitutes. So that'll answer your question, right? Okay. All right. Org chart. Facilities, replacement ACs, so update amount and quantity. So I think he had $150,000 on there. I thought that was low. So the high end is $350,000 for one of them. And so we can update for that.
For the MDF.
For the MDF, yes. A replacement UTV. Update the description. Is this a replacement or an expansion? Zoom rows are going to be removed from the GC11 per grant disposal requirements. So GC11 is a report of inventory that we have to provide the state each year. So that's what that is. It's just a form. Standby fees and related expense, how we match an expense and revenue for standby revenue between those two departments. And so we'll provide that. Ironman, we need to have a discussion with World Triathlon Corporation about what we are being compensated for Ironman. Emergency management provide option one and two, details comparison for replacement ballistic protection, so we can make a good decision about what we want to do there. Credit card processing fees, can we add that into the EMS billing so that we can be compensated for that charge?
Just through the insurance though, right? On the insurance.
I'll research and see. I'm going to need some help from billing and probably from IT even on it, because I think some of this may have to do with paying bills through our website and those vendors. So I'm not exactly sure how many tentacles this has, but we're going to look at it.
I have a silly question. Is it legal to charge one source different than any other source?
I can't do it into the billing. It's going to be those that pay through our website, I think. But I wanted to just get my story straight and correct before I reported.
And you'll see credit card fees and one other budget for human resources, and that's for employees that are on some type of leave of absence. We don't charge them fees, but we will ask them to pay for their insurance while they're out if they don't have PTO to cover that. So we don't upcharge for that.
Yeah, if it's an employee, it's not an issue. From my perspective,
I just wanted to be clear that it'll show up one more time.
But if it's budget. You know, it's a if it if Medicare or Medicaid or any of those organizations, then we should be trying to get it.
So nitrous units, we're going to change that number from 60 to 30 for the discussion. Disposable linen, mag movers, coated to disposable medical supplies. Why is linen expense high and budget agencies?
I just turned it off, yes. Disposable linen, mega movers are coded to disposable medical supplies, possibly. Why is linen expense high? So she's researching what's going on with those variances. Dues and subscriptions, check the timing of expenses. Why is the year-to-date low while increasing the budget? And that was in fleet. So we'll research that. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, I hate to skip back again, but can we go back to the org chart? And thank you for providing this to me, but I think when we were discussing it, if possible, we could look at, I know we were talking about changing the mix, and so what does the mix look like now? So, for example, it says on the org chart here, District 1 Chief times 4 per shift, but I don't have an understanding, like, does District 1 Chief, is that person responsible for the BLS ambulances, or do they have... I think that's where I'm not understanding. Okay, thank you. And so what does it look now? And then when we change to our new model, which is what I'm hearing you say for next year, where we're adopting more chase vehicles, how does that change what it looks like now to that? I think... Thank you.
And... Did you want to see something from billing about the mix there as well?
Yes, that would be great to understand, like, how many BLS calls are we getting versus paramedic calls and in charge versus attendant call. How are we?
So those calls are going to be split by level of service, and so not so much by whether it's a paramedic or not, because a paramedic could do a BLS call. But I can show you that split and how that's being determined, and how that will affect the revenue. I've got a model that'll show that.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I think it would be helpful to see how many. So, for example, if we have a lot of paramedics that are doing BLS, maybe we need to increase the. So, you know, I think that's the data I'm trying to figure out how to.
So let me just kind of say this high level. It may be a piece in the puzzle. Okay, so I have a model. We have a model that looks at our actual volume by month, and I think I'm through May right now. I think we've updated through May, and then based on that trend and average per day, then June's a 30-day month. We allocate that much, you know, right there, and then we look, what is that mix? You know, how many of those were ALS, BLS, et cetera? But that's reflective of the deployment plan as of today. And when we looked at that, I just kind of a call out. I said, guys, we got to remember that this is this mix. And we kind of talked about, well, what would the service mix look like? Look, how would the service mix look under the proposed deployment plan? Okay, and so this is, it's kind of lawn darts, admittedly, but went back to the 2024 actual data for that year, which was a similar in terms of what the effect of this deployment plan will be. It's a little bit different deployment plan, but the effect should be about the same, and I used that service mix, which did a shift of about 5% from BLS to ALS. And so next year compared to this year, we're going to be about 5% more heavily weighted towards ALS as compared to BLS.
So let me ask a question. You may not want to do this, but he's talking about, okay, the call's been graded and it's an ALS call or a BLS call or whatever. But do you want to know when the call comes in to our call center and they're saying what the problem is, how that pre-grades the call, and then when the medic gets on the scene and they see what really happens, how that changes the call. So do you want to know how these calls are
determined
and what are the determinants are? We can go through that with you too.
That would be super helpful because first report's always wrong. So
we could start with Rhonda and just go through the whole thing.
So we don't budget based on that. I budget based on the result. But there's a whole deal that how do we compliantly bill based on the way the call was dispatched and the medicine provided, then how is it billed? And so we can go through that.
We can also, when we get the understanding of the different types of send outs, when Chief does his reports every month and he says we had this many calls for this and this many calls for that, we can relate to it a little better and what kind of team actually got sent out. It all helps us understand.
And we're doing this change in deployment for two or three reasons. The main reason is we want to make sure that we can cover all the people that need help in the county in the most effective and then efficient way. We also have a problem. Our CAD, the thing which directs us everywhere we're going, is... it was instituted here in 2013, and it's archaic and it's dangerous, but it's also the best CAD that's on the market. You can tell you there's no future for CADs right now. AI is going to take that over very soon. We've been studying changing CADs, but one of the CAD problems we have is our CAD is split between us and the Woodlands Fire Department managing all the fire departments, and then we're trying to have it do three things just for us, and it's only capable of doing two. So we've got no question that you can create for MCHD is ever a simple answer. So we're trying to simplify the CAD so that that's going to work better for us, and also simultaneously build a better EMS model where we can cover all of our trucks with enough people and adequate expertise for any kind of call we have to go on in the county.
Then if there aren't any follow-ups or further questions, I think we can wrap for the day and look forward to another day tomorrow.
Well, I'm excited for tomorrow. All right, so now that we're done for the day, we are going to adjourn at 3:34.